the inyanim of the parsha, connecting to the inyanim of the zman of the year. In our first shmuz after the yontif of Pesach, first shmuz in the zman of Sfiras HaOmer, Torah says, towards the end of the parsha, fascinating language. If I could find it, it would be helpful. There was one so fascinating that language here. Dr. Tyra. Sorry, I just want to find everything before him. Torah says in Pasuk Mem Hei, so I'm just looking for one Maor Mokum before I begin. Give me 1 minute. There we go. Do you have a set of paper or something I could leave it here? Just something. I'll give it right back afterwards, just so I don't lose the place.
Got this.
Go ahead. Oh, it's the Maor Mokum from my shop. Glad you used it with your nose. No, I know. I saw you found it. Yeah. You should know, someone who was here, I'm not going to embarrass him, but someone who was here for the few weeks before Yontif, who was able to learn with us for the last few weeks, said it over Yontif, and he got a few shidduch options from it. So listen, Torah can get you a lot of things then. You know? Max, not Nogaya, but it could probably keep you married. You know? Especially after this week. Shine, let's go. Okay. Let's go. Yeah. Okay, weiter. I have to hear the fun also. Okay, let's get back to the Torah. So Zok the Torah in this week's parasha. The end of the parsha. Maftir. Ki ani Adonai ha-ma'ale eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Li'ois lachem le'lohim. Ve'isem k'doshim ki kodesh ani. Ki ani. What's going ki ani? So the pasuk before, Mamdalid. Ki ani Adonai Eloheinu Yiskadeshem ve'yisem k'doshim ki kodesh ani v'lo sitamu es nafshei seichem, and don't contaminate your nefesh. B'cholasheret haroimeis ala oretz, with all of the insects, what's the artural translations, the creepy crawlers. I don't know what, how do they translate? I don't have an art school here. What? And that are swarming on the land. Ki ani Adonai ha-ma'aleh eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim li'ois lachem le'elohim v'yisem k'doshim ki kodesh ani. Why? Why should you not contaminate yourself and your essence? Lo sitamu es nafshoseichem. With the sheretz that's roimis al haaretz, because I am your God that took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim to be your God. V'yisem k'doshim, you should be holy to me, ki kadosh ani, because I am holy. Rashi picks up on something fascinating. What is the shaychus between that pasuk of ki ani amel aschem Eretz Mitzrayim, the first verse Rabbi Yisai, a parsha immediately after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbi Shalom is telling us something. What? And therefore what? So, therefore Shtaik. Therefore grow. Therefore, I don't know, keep Shabbos. Therefore something powerful. Something motivating. Therefore what? Don't eat shrutzen. What a letdown. You had the crowd. Everyone was paying attention. This is the opening remarks about Yetzias Mitzrayim Parsha Shmini immediately after Pesach. Lost it. Mamish, everyone's zoning in. You have all the advertisements. This is like the commercials for the Super Bowl. Boom! Killed it. But what's interesting, in addition to that, it's a modna message. Very obscure. A little bit of a downer. But also uses different terminology than we're used to when referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. See, whenever we mention Mitzrayim, we always mention Mitzrayim as what I just said. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Exit of Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim. There's a Knisa and a Yetziah. Suddenly, the Torah in Parsha Shmini introduces a new word, a new phrase. Hama'ale eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, "Bekulon ksiv hoytzaisi, v'kan ksiv hama'ale." Everywhere else it says Yitzia, and here it says Ma'ale. Why? Tana de Be'er Bishmol u'Moli lo Elisia Sizeres es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim el b'shvil sheim etam mishratzim kishar umos dayim. Anyone just understand what I just said? So Rashi's quoting a Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia in a very important parak. It's the parak that begins the laws of Ribbis. It's actually a Gemara that we've quoted a few times, actually recently. Remember if we quoted this Taisus in the beginning of Samach Aleph and Aleph about the Isser of Gzelas Karka. Taisus has a big chiddush there that there is no Isser to steal Karka against the Rambam. We spoke about it like Abed the Ritva and Daf Lamed Aleph in Sukkah. But this Gemara is the opening Gemara is about the Isser of Ribbis. And very relevant. Samach Aleph is very relevant for Gezel itself. So towards the Gemara, the middle of the Gemara and Daf Samach Aleph on the base, the Gemara has this presentation. Amar le ana hama'ale kakashli. Gemara is very bothered by this new language found in Parsha Shmini in the Parsha immediately following the Yontif of Pesach. Why do we introduce it as hama'ale? Aliyah. From Eretz Yitzchak. Maishna hocha hama'ale de kasa rachmana. Why suddenly do we introduce Mitzrayim with a new direction? Amar le lechidesana de be'rabi shmal. The son of the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Molei Lo Elisis Yisrael Min Mitzrayim Ele B'Shvil Dover Zeh Shein Mitam B'Shratzim Daye. So says Rabbi Yishmael, because if I wouldn't have taken Am Yisrael out from Mitzrayim only for the laws of Shratzim, for them to not eat Shratzim, Daye would have been sufficient. So number one, I don't know how that answers the question. Again, you're focused on a certain direction. You're focused on the question that why do we call it Hama'ale? Why don't we call it the classic name of Yetziah? And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, because if it would have been only for this reason, that they keep the laws of Shratzim, die. Knu, what's the answer? But still, why are you changing the direction? So say, Yetziah Mitzrayim. So say, why does that now explain to me why it's called Hama'ale? And furthermore, the original question we asked is, why? Whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is for Shratzim? Something that we don't even struggle with? Something which is not even on our radar? Something which, Baruch Hashem, we don't even have to work on? I don't think there's any person in this room, and I don't think you've even met anyone, and if you have, then we might have some other things to talk about that actually have struggled with the issue of eating shratzim. That's the reason it uses a lashon aliyah? That's the reason that Rabbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim? That's the aftermath of the Yontiv of Pesach? Make sure not to yell anymore. Maven Yavin. Those of you that didn't laugh, that means you weren't here in Shir this early this year. Weiter. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara doesn't end. Amar Leu, mi nafish agrayu tvei mi ribis u mi tzitzis mi mishkolos. Mar fact, the Gemara kasha. And is the schar for such a mitzvah so great? Okay, it sounds similar to what I'm asking. What's so unbelievable about shratzim that it's greater schar than ribis, tzitzis, mishkalois? That there the Torah talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it doesn't say amala. Suddenly this is the ultimate, that we're going to change the terminology. We're going to be mala. Amar lei afal gab de le nafish agrayu tfei mi'isi lemichlinim. No, you're right. Even though the schar is not greater for shratzim, but what? Tvei ma'isi lemichlinu. What does that mean? Tvei ma'isi. It's more disgusting to eat. And therefore what? And therefore I'm calling it amale and not amotzi. Fakert! Again, it's like reiterating what I just said to you. No one has the Yetzer Hara for Shratzen. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Is the schar like so much more unbelievable for Shratzim that you're going to change the terminology that this is the ultimate? This is Hamale. This is not Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is Hamale of Mitzrayim. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tvei Moisi Lemichlinu. It's disgusting to eat. So that's a reason why it's not so gewaldic. That's a reason why it's not so impressive. That's a reason not to give it such unbelievable advertising and change the terminology and market it with hamale as opposed to hamotzi. What does the Gemara say, tvei ma'isi lemichlinu? So Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to work on this parsha of shratzim for a little bit. We have to delve into what Chazal are telling us at the end of this week's parsha, why this is the message immediately after Pesach, and understand how it affects us, Bizman Hazeh. Talk to Heiliger Kliyakar. Al Perish Rashi Kasha Lama Pirid Zeb in Mitzvah Zeh Yosemi Bishar Mitzvahs. Kliyakar asks our Kasha. Why is this the point that we're highlighting this above and beyond other mitzvahs? Which I'm adding to the Kliyakar is Be'etzem Makasha on the Gemara. The whole Gemara is Mireisha Ad Seifa Miseifa Ad Reisha. It's very tough to understand. Va'oid Yesh Kama Shinuyim Ben Asheret Hashoretz Ubein Asheret Haroimes Halaoretz. Libby, can you get me a Mikris Gedolos Shmos? Then says the Kliyakar, I'll try to slow it. Then says the Kliyakar, there is another distinguishing factor and change in terminology of the Torah. You see, this is not the first time the Torah teaches us about these insects, these bugs, these swarming creatures on the ground that are known as shratzim. Torah uses two verbs when it comes to the shratzim. There's the sheretz that's roimes al haaretz, that literally swarms and slithers very shkayach, over, above the ground, really on the ground. But then the Kli Yakar points out that there is another pasuk earlier that refers to the sheretz that is al haaretz, but it doesn't say, it says v'chol hasheretz hasheretz al haaretz sheketz hu lo ye'ochel. What is the difference between these two terminologies? Over here, the Torah says v'chol hasheretz haroimes al haaretz lo sitamu es nafshei seichem. And over here says the Torah in Pasuk Mem Gimel by the sheretz hasheretz al haaretz, but not haroimes al haaretz, al tishaktzu es nafshei seichem. V'chol hasheretz hasheretz lo sitamu bahem. Says the Kli Yakar, why is there a change? What's the difference between a sheretz hasheretz and a sheretz haroimes, Max? Listen to what the Kli Yakar is telling you. There are different type of shratzim, of insects, of bugs, that are found on the earth. Hasheretz haroimes al haaretz hadavak b'yoysir bekarka. She'eni lucho nikar. Look at a worm. He doesn't have legs. His walking is not even recognized. He's smothering against and swarming the ground with its slithering nature. Eini lucho nikar, his walking is not recognizable. He's not raised above the ground at all. V'loy b'shoyritz, but that's not the case when it comes to other insects that have legs, that are a little bit higher. Uberoimesh, and those that slither, that are swarming mamish on the ground, hiskir, the Torah says, loisitamu es nafshei seichem. Shene'emar, loisitamu es nafshei seichem, but by shoyritz, but by those shratzim, those insects that have legs, that are a little bit more raised, that are not being romes, but they're being shirits, they're hopping, they're walking from one face to another, albeit being an insect. It says, Al tishaktsu estav shoseich. Don't disgust your essence. But not lo sitamu estav shoseich. Zok the heilige Kli Yakar, the messages in the Torah on those two Isurim are profoundly different. Alkein omer anisha kol akarov, kol akarev akarev b'yoyser al haaretz. V'rochoku min ha'avir, yesh b'chelek gadol min ha'afruris, min oysen ha'gevoyim k'tzas min ha'aretz. Ki hu poyne u'mabit al mokar choyvtzva. Those creatures that are mamish living, smothering, slithering and existing on the ground, in the ground, are connecting to the offer that they were created from. And it brings them down. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite wisdom created man to look differently in his anatomy than every other creature that was created in Sheshes Yemei Bereishis. We don't have four legs. We don't face the ground. We face upwards. We have 2 feet on the ground, but then we have a lamala min haraglayim. We have hands, feet, a chelek ha lamala. Why? Ki chetzio gashmi v'chetzio ruchni. Only half of us connects to the artzius, to the offer, to the ground.
V'chetzio ruchni upolo l'mala. V'lashon tuma garuam in lashon shikutz.
And to contaminate your nefesh, which is said by the final Sheretz HaRoymes, that is mamish existing on the karka, Nebuch, his whole essence, is now becoming offer. So even his nefesh, not only his guf, is now becoming afruris, is connecting to the artzius, to the gashmius. But when it comes to the Sheretz HaShoretz, it's only shikutz. You can get a little dirty. Your guf can get a little dirty. Hamore adavar anito of something disgusting ala adam, afal pisha in tuma ba'atzmuso. Person eats this last thing, the Sheretz HaRoymes, the worm, the entity that's what? That's totally karka, that iluchos not even nicker, it's not gavoim in aretz at all. Then the Torah says, you're being metame, your nefesh. Your entire existence is being enveloped in something that represents karka, that represents the lower world, the offer. Aber if you eat a sheretz ashoikets, if you eat an insect that's a little bit lemala min aretz, that has legs, that ilucho is nikar, that he can jump, then it's only something that's disgusting, that it's al shetaks, al teshaktsu is nafshoseich, but it's not al tetamu is nafshoseich. It's like lamashal is if you get some mud on your body, but Baruch Hashem, your insides are not affected. You're not totally gone and lost. So the Rebbeinu Shalom refers to man eating both of these creatures in two totally different ways, says the Kli Yakar. Of the more severe, the Raimes ala Aretz, the swarming creatures, as lo tetamu es nafshoseichem, as opposed to those that have hilucho, those that are a little bit lemala, that it is lo teshaktsu. Do not become dirty. Do not allow your guf to become disgusted. People can, their insides, their essence could get lost. When it comes to the sheretz hasheretz, you also will be negatively affected, but it's only the guf. So it's a sheketz on your nefesh. It's a piece of dirt on your container, on your body. She'ein gormin lenefesh ki im shikutz. Because it doesn't totally destroy your essence. Lo tuma. Lo tetama behem hainu aguf ha'olo b'yoysu mekabel gam ha'tuma. There your physical being will become dirty and affected. Aval asheretz ha'roi meisa lo oretz. But that swarming creature that represents in absolute encompassing and getting mamish deep into the offer and not even being raised whatsoever from the ground. Then the Rebbeinu Shalom says, ay, 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 ay. You get involved in such a reality, that's tumas hanefesh. That mamish now, that's seeped inside of you. And therefore, the Torah in this week's parasha, Zok the Heilige Kli Yakar, says, why did the Torah decide to say, Ki Amale Eschem Meretz Yitzrayim? Because that low point, that Mokom Namuch, that area that represents a sheretz, that is roimeis al aretz, that is swarming in that low area, in that full, enveloped in the offer area, is in what area in modern day, Rabbi Isai? In the person's reality, Eretz Mitzrayim. A person could live in Eretz Mitzrayim, can live in the world of Mitzrayim in that Makom Nachmuch, Zok the Kli Yakar, and it's tantamount to eating not just any sheretz, but a sheretz that is Roimesh al Aretz. And therefore what? If it's Roimesh al Aretz, It's mitame es nafshei seichem. Not just mishakit, it's nafshei seichem. Not just a little bit, it seeps in. Marv Raboisai, I think this kliyokar is lishitoso. Kliyokar a little bit earlier in the Torah, in this week's parsha, he's discussing a different type of animal, which is found in the parsha of Kashrus, in this week's parsha, Parsha Shmini. The Torah says, ve'ele tishaktu mina oif. There are certain birds that you're not allowed to what? To eat. Certain birds are not kosher. Zok the Kliyok, according to the Gemara in Chulin, the Torah says, Eile tishaktsu min ha'oif, with the word min, mem nun. Min mashmaktas mimenu dahainu hami'ut. Says the Gemara in Chulin, if you would analyze and configure all the birds in the world, majority of the world, of the birds, are kosher and not treif. Sha'atahorim merubin minatmeim. Alkein monahatmeim. The Torah, when it's listing out what you're allowed and what not allowed to eat, it listed the non-kosher birds. Why did it list the non-kosher birds? Because whenever you're making a cheshbon, it's always more simple to what? To take the small and list out the small and not have to count out the larger one. So when the oaf is smaller and is a smaller number when it comes to the treif, so that's what we're going to list. However, when it comes to the shrutzim, when it comes to the insects, that's not the case. And behemoths as well. So what's the reason? What's the background to this? Why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world like this? That more oafs are kosher, and more behemoths and shrutzim are treif. Why is that? It's just a fascinating scientific, you know, just a fact. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create it like that? It's not the kliyokar, givaldik. I think it's the same yisoid. The taimel shodavar lishfish yisoid ha'ofer. Yoiser av gas umolid achiras haseichel yoiser mina avir. Behemoth yesh bem chelik gadol mina yisoida offer. Behemoth, okay, not as much as the shrotzim, are on four, right, and are more connected to the offer. Yoiser mina yisoida avir, more than they're connected to the avir, to the air of the world. And therefore, animals can't fly. Because their connection, their essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected them more to the Artzius, as opposed to the Olam HaLamala, the Olam HaAvir, the world of air. Alkein Atmeim Rubin L'Rov, Afurish Behem, Al Tzad Azaris Nimtze Behem Gatorim. Ubehefach Zahof, Es Yesh Behem Chilik Godom Yisoid HaAvir, Hazach v'adach yosim yisoida off. Alkein rubam tahoyrim. Fascinating. Why is it? B'chein b'shrotzim atmeim. Why is it that when it comes to birds, it's different than all other creatures, than animals, than shrotzim, and all other living beings? Says the kliyacher, it's the same yisoid. Is it more offer based? Is it more karka based? Is it more gashmi based? Or is it more avir based? And even if it's insects that could fly, but it's still considered a creature of the ground. Marav Raboisai, how does this relate to us? We don't eat shrutz. We don't have a yetzer hara for shrutz. But we do have a pasuk telling us that this is the aftermath of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that? So I'd like to suggest the following idea. Let's turn back to the Haggadah Shel Pesach. There's a phrase in Haggadah Shel Pesach that's not usually darshaned
It's not one of the more popular Divrei Torah sections. It's one of the sections that it's kind of like, Shulchan Aruch, yeah, I'm getting hungry, let's go. You know, and then suddenly everyone puts things into second gear, boom! You know, we don't usually darshan it, but it's what to talk about, and we lane it every year in Parsha Shmos. Ribbono Shel Olam, at the beginning of Parsha Shmos, speaking about the situation of Klal Yisrael, right after the Avos died, and we began the Avdus, Torah says in Parsha Shmos, Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin, Uvnei Yisrael Paru, and Klal Yisrael multiplied. Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzbu, B'mod, Mo'od, Vatimolea Aretz Osan. So we often, you know, get caught up in Rashi's Pshat and the fact that this is a very positive pasuk. Klal Yisrael was very populated, right? Six kids at a time. My son Tzvi asked me what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu's family. He asked me during the Seder, what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu? There were only three kids. This is a good kasha. Maybe Shevet Levi was different. You know, Shevet Levi constantly was different. The Ramban tells us that they were the one Sheva that stayed 22,000 from the beginning of Mitzrayim to even the Midbar. Ramban asks about Midbar, how could they have the same numbers, right? They weren't part of the Avdus. Could be, you see that already from here, the beginning, Vayishutzu. But in general, for most of Klal Yisrael, six kids at a time, right? So whenever you say this Vart, right, the Rashi, the mothers aren't so happy to hear that, right? But it's pretty incredible. Six kids at a time on average. When you think about that, Rashi, six kids at a time, it kind of makes you think about what? About a sheretz. Why does it make you think about a sheretz? Because that's what happens. It's just that, like, this one ant just becomes more and more, and becomes, they're just shrutzim, they're everywhere. If you look at the Sfarno, on that pasuk Vayishritzu, Zokta Sfarno, Va'achar Shemetzu Kol Shivim Nefesh, once Yankiv and his children, and the leaders of Am Yisrael, and the Zkeinei Ador, and the people that were upholding the Mesorah, died out. So what happened? How did Shiva Mitzrayim begin? Vayishritzu? Natu Lidarke Shrotzim. This doesn't have us in this Svarno, but I saw in other Svarnos. Lebe'er Shachas. To an empty destination, an empty way. Everybody say, what is the Svarno telling us? You got to change your approach to this pasuk of Vayishritz. It's not just a census. It's not just about numbers. It's not just about, how do we get to become so many millions of Jews to leave Mitzrayim? The pshat is in the beginning of the Haggadah, Vayishritzu, they had a lot of kids. Mazel tov, shalom zachar. No! The Torah was very specific when it chose its terminology at the beginning of the Parsha Shmos and the beginning of the Haggadah. And we are to tell our children in the Sipriyat of Mitzrayim. There was a matziv after Yaakov Avinu's influence and Yosef HaTzadik was gone, that Klal Yisrael became Vayishritzu, they became Shrotzim. What does that mean, Abba? What does it mean to be a Sheretz? How does a human being, the Torah referred to him and a verb as Vayishritzu? I understand that they had a lot of kids, but I don't understand what the Sfarno is saying. I don't think that the Rashi of having a lot of kids is different than the Sfarno. If you have a lot of kids, but you're running to an empty well, to no destination, that's not Pru Ravu.
Ravu is to bring up children, Bnei Banum, Oiskim et Torah Mitzvahs, to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, to be involved and grow, to be Bnei Aliyah, not to run to destinations lower than you were when you were born, when you actually had no schuyos and no mitzvahs. And I went downward into the karka, into the offer, into the makom hanomach, as a yerida, as opposed to an aliyah. I did things that now my actual essence, my existence, now becomes ma'is and is disgusted. I now, the very fiber, my essence, not only my guf, my existence, it seeped into my existence because I envelop myself into things that bring me down. My Rav Rabbeisai, I was talking to someone last night at a wedding, Balabas, a chashava Balabas, a person who's very involved in the yeshiva, and it was so hard for me to hear what he was saying. Like, for me to have this approach and to talk to you about what's going on in the world, so, hey, I'm a Rav, you know what I'm saying? I have to, but like, for a person, Balabas, and a person who's involved, a successful businessman, but he's also, Baruch Hashem, a person that really tries to help Klal Yisrael, and to say, and for him to look around and see what's happening. Just from, he was telling me, I'm not aware about these things. Just comparing, I used to watch television when I was a kid. Just, he said, you wouldn't recognize the commercials, the television, the storyline, what is now being presented. It's just, it's not even like, it's tilting a little bit to this side. They're a little bit, being a little bit more liberal in what they're, no, it's in Gansen, it would horrify you. But Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not even talking about that. Our whole existence is enveloped in this narrow, shallow focus and perspective. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam says the Kli Yoker is telling us that you were in a matzav in Mitzrayim and you were a sheretz. You were a swarming creature. All that was around you, hovering over your existence, in front of your focus, on your dashboard, was the offer of the ground, was the artzius, was going down and down and down, deeper and deeper. No goals, no avir, no olam aseichel. Your stance, the way you stood up, was like this, like an animal, like a bug that crawled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create you like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Adam to be like the Kli Yoker says, to be connecting la'olam alamala, to not be like this bent over, to not be swarming on the ground. But we have free choice. We have options. And even man, says the Sforno, could mimic a sheretz and could contaminate the loititamu es nafshei seichel. To the extent that he's not even only shoyritz, he's not only crawling and walking on the ground, but now he could even get to an existence that he could be smothering the ground. And he could be roimes al haaretz. So the Kli Yoker, that is Mitzrayim. A makom nachmach. No aspirations of the air, of the olam hasichli, of the world of the oaf, of having wings and flying to higher places, out of the Meitzarim, Mitzrayim Meitzarim, of this reality. And unfortunately, you stick to the ground, to the offer. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, said, I created you for a reason. You want to know why shrotzim are so disgusting? Because it's the antithesis of what the way I made you, of the purpose I put you on this world, of the
anatomy that you carry, and the way you stand on this land. The Gemara is telling you, I chose the word Hamala not because it's more schar, but because it's the essence, it's the purpose, it's the yesoid. It's ma'isi l'michlinu, zok the Gemara. If you're living in a world of shrotzim, you're the antithesis of what a human being is. And zikr, what a yid is supposed to be. We're supposed to aspire to be in the oil ma'avir, as opposed to being drawn down to the oil ma'karka, to the oil ma'offer. Hamale, the Loshon Aliyah, the new direction of Yetzias Mitzrayim, no longer being Yetzia because of the Shrotzim Malik, but rather being Hamale. Rather being Hamale. Hamale is closing this. Is closing. Is deciding to wake up. To go upwards. Enough of this right or left talk. There's one direction. There's up or there's down. There's Reimes al Oretz, or there's to be an Oif Ba'avir, the Oilam Asichli. What is leading you in your life? And if you don't, if you're not going in that direction, if you're not a Ben Aliyah after Pesach, Oy Vezmir Ma'isi L'Mechlinu. Not only because chocolate grasshoppers are disgusting, but because it's a steer to who you are. It's a contradiction to why I put you as a Ben Aliyah, as a person who has a body structure that stands up towards Shamayim and towards the air around you. But you see, I was just on a plane. I was looking around at the beginning. Planes, from the beginning of my childhood, always fascinated. Always wanted to lean over, look at the window. Always think about those, well, who was it again? Remind me his name. Who discovered the plane? Who in Charles? The Wright brothers, right. The Wright brothers. Like, always think about that. I forgot the name. Always, the way they discovered that, unbelievable. And you see the wind and the way when the landing, and my son Akiva was showing me, Abba, look, you know, the back of the wing, it goes up and it controls the wind. It's fascinating. And like, you know, I still have that childhood in me that I just try to bend over and look and just watch. Mamish, the nace of the way the wings fly and deal with the world of the avir, the world of the oif, that man could be flying in this world. And Nebuch, I realized something on this flight that I don't think in history has happened. I looked to other young children to see if their windows were open, or if their windows were already open, were they hooked and connected to the outside, to be fascinating with the landing. And they're not. No one even turned to the left or to the right. They take it for granted, and they're not turning that way. And I was thinking to myself, why is that so? Why is it that when I was growing up, that was like the most exciting part of the flight? And now, no one's even turning and bending over to even look at how the plane takes off and how the plane flies and navigates with turbulence and changes its area in the world of the avir. And the answer is this Kli Yakar. Because unfortunately, we are still in Mitzrayim. And our Mitzrayim and our Mitzrayim is getting deeper and deeper. And it's getting more of a Yerida and more of a Yerida. And our whole focus, everything that we're involved with right now is just shallow, narrow, right in front of us. We don't want to even be bothered with the world around us. We're not even interested in how to fly and how a man could be in the avir, because it's the opposite of what reality and where reality is bringing us. We are totally affected by gravity in this door more than any other door. Not just if you fall off a building, you drop, which has always been the case, but now even if you're standing on the ground, your only way to continue to exist is for you to drop off that point that you're standing. If you're not going down, if you're not disconnecting, if you're not turning off the world around you, then you're not in vogue. Then you're not in today's world. Then you don't understand what 2018 is all about. It's about downwards. It's about upward. It's about disconnecting. It's about never looking at a window, how a plane could fly and how man could be in the avir, similar to an oak. It doesn't interest me. It's not like the lights and the advertisements and the social media and the interest of not pressing another button. And it doesn't draw me the same way those chemicals draw me to the computer or to every other gadget that we have. My Rebbe Rabbeisai says the Kli Yakar, that is Mitzrayim. Those are the barriers and borders of the Mitzrayim, of the world of Karka. That is the world of Yerida. That's what Paro wants. Downward. Paro wants that you should stay from the beginning of Shmos to be a Vayishritzu. To run away from a world of Yaakov, from a world of Yosef, Baruch Hashem, they're all dead. Now, Vayishritzu, let's be a Sheretz. Let's swarm. When you go on an airplane, there's something fascinating about an airplane. You go up 30,000 feet above ground, like a bird that lives in the world of Avir, and therefore it's kosher, like the Kli Yakar says. Rov is kosher, like the Gemara in Chulin tells us. And what do you see, Mar Rebbe Rabbeisai? You see something fascinating. Many of us don't see it because we don't look, unfortunately. But those that look, you notice something unbelievable. Then listen to this. That building down there, one of the biggest buildings in New York City that has a helicopter pad on top of it, becomes a nothing. Becomes the smallest entity, smaller than a what? Just as small as a what, Rabbeisai? What's the small? As a sheretz. Wherever Rabbeisai, the whole world becomes clear. So when you enter into the world of Avir, what your real existence, where you're really going, becomes all connected, and the buildings and the cars and the fancy lifestyles that you're all so interested and motivated to have becomes what? Mashuhus sheben mashuhus. Becomes a vayishritzu. Becomes a be'er shachas. Becomes a nothing. You want to be kosher? You have to be an oaf. You have to live above it. You have to strive above it. And I don't want to minimize or beside the challenges. And it's much more challenging for you, honestly. And I have a rachmanus on you. Than it is for me. You know why? Because I wasn't born with it. Because I have a netiya that when I got on a plane, there was nothing else to do other than look at the window. You know, my mother got me some coloring books and but there was an excitement. Every trip to Israel, we used to get like a new figure. I don't know, it was a nice minute. I don't know, I never chapped a lundus. It was very nice of her, but like, we're going on a plane, so you deserve a new toy. I okay, thank you. That's like two good things. But it was like a shmaka thing. Baruch Hashem. She took care of me. Yeah, the coloring books. So there's a limit how long coloring books can really like keep you occupied. So eventually, you got to go. You know, that my father used to tell me about the fake security, the security guard on every Elal plane. You have to figure out, and I have a guessing game who it is, you know, the guy who has hidden a gun on the plane. I'll tell you about this later. It's Shema. Father was in the Israeli army. He knows all this stuff.
But ultimately, what interested me? How do you fly? My Rabbeisai, turn it off. There's so much dust and earth and afar in your life. And I'm not just saying this because, you know, it's the beginning of the Zman, and I'm trying to motivate you, and I want you to, and I want you to use your time wisely. Rabbeisai, it's the end of the Zman. This is, I don't know, the second to last Shmuz of the year. We're done. I'm saying this because the Kli Yakar is telling us as if he's living Bizman Hazeh. Kli Yakar knows Facebook, he knows WhatsApp, he knows Snapchat, he knows Instagram. Wherever Rabbeisai, I can't even tell you the study that I just read about suicide as a function linked specifically to Instagram. There's no purpose to life. There's no purpose. There's no goals. There's no future. You're just stuck in this world that looks gewaldic, that looks beautiful, that looks like it has such tall buildings and such unbelievable potential, but then, boom, you enter into the world, the Olam HaSichli, the Olam HaLamala, and you realize what? Nothing. It's nothing. It's time for us. For us, everybody say, before you know it, you are going to be married with kids, making these decisions for your children. And even if you are very wealthy, and even if you have that ability to give and give and give, I'm not telling you not to give to your kids. I'm telling you, allow your kids to fly. Let them be in an environment that will be focused on the avir of life. On the kosher birds of the world. Not an environment and a world that's always pulling them in the opposite direction. In a world of Yerida. In a world of Afar. In a world of Aretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you an unbelievable miracle. And Emir Tz Hashem, you should all be Zeicha. With Hatzlacha Meruba, Emir Tz Hashem. Without Tsar, you should all be Zeicha. To have children and to be involved in Pru Revu Vayishr Tzuas Haaretz, but just focus on the Pru Revu. Don't let them get to Asheretz. Choose a community, choose a lifestyle that will be focused on Rabbeisai. One term that I think is so important for communities, you guys have heard me say it, has to be Bnei, what's the word?
Aliyah.
You have to be connected to and surrounded by Bnei Aliyah. I'm not talking about yarmulkes, hats. I don't care about that. I don't care about which school you decide. I don't care. I care, are you a Ben Aliyah? And do you want your children to be a Bnei Aliyah? Or do you want to just populate and make shrutz? And by yeshutzu. Let's internalize it, Rabbi. Let's fly planes and look outside the window. Let's mimic the birds of the world and stay away from the shrutzim harameis al haaretz. Let's grow. Let's make this summer, Emir Tz Hashem, a summer of flying high. Not because I'm a Kalbach guy and I want to talk about that. I literally mean for you to fly high. Let's get the wings of our life and realize what is beneath us and how big those buildings and those cars really are and what really matters in life. Nemir Tzashem will be zoiche to mamish be mekayim the posuk and the bracha in this week's parsha of hamale. The purpose of why I put you in this world is to be a ben aliyah and not to connect to the what? To the mi'isi de mechlinu, to the antithesis and the most adverse part of existence in the world, and be mekayim, not a yitzias mitzrayim, but an aliyas mitzrayim. Now's the zman, Rabbeisai. Sfiras ha'omer, the first 33 days of Sfiras ha'omer, is the yamei ha'avoida, the yamei hatikun, the yomim that you can now decide, I'm not just a creation, I'm different than the shrotzim of the world. I'm a Ben Aliyah. And I don't bend over. I don't want to be a hunchback. I want to stand straight. And I want to stand connected to the Alios, to the Madrigos of the world, and be connected to the Rabbein Yeshua. The boys say, I want everyone in this room. We're not going to end this as a schmooze. Enough of the schmoozes. To walk out of here and be makabel something of how you will distance yourself from the offer of today. If it means turning off for an hour, if it means at night not going on to this entity, I can't even fill in the details. I'm not aware. I know. I'm first one to be my. I don't know the details. I don't even know the difference. I quote the article of Instagram. I don't even know the difference between Instagram and Facebook. I can't even understand the chilukim. Snapchat, a little bit. It's pictures. Whatever it is, Rabbi Yisai, I'm trying to help you. Now, take the schmooze. Take this limud. Take the kliyoker and implement. Implement into your life. I want to be a Ben Aliyah. I want to change. I want to fly. I want to look at the windows. I want to clear my head with the avir of the world and not suffocate my existence with the dust and the dirt around me that I can't even get any oxygen and come up for air. A bird never has trouble finding the air because it could just fly. That's what we need to do, Rabbi. So you need to be a bird out of here. Fly into the air and be makabel on yourself in the Sfiras HaOmer. That I now will disconnect from some of these chafotzim and some of these social medias. And I will now implement, instead of that hour, instead of those 2 hours, instead of that wasted night of shrutzim, I will now implement a night, an hour, 10 minutes of an added aliyah and flying with the avir of the world. Remember, it's Hashem. That 10 minutes, that hour, that night should be the haschalah of perpetuating and mirtz Hashem, giving you bracha ad b'li dai, to be able to implement these beautiful values of flying and wings to your children, and you should all be zeiche to make the right choices, to be bnei aliyah wherever you are, and to have banim ובני בונים, אויסקין בתוירה ובמצוס. Might make sense right now, Rabbi Isai, but when you get older, it won't only make sense. The opposite of this and the offers of your life will be ma'isi. It will be disgusting. It will be like a person who's nebuch in that world with dust around him, hard to breathe. Needing to come up to fresh air, to the avir of the world. Trust me in what I tell you. Families falling apart because of this vart, because of shretzim versus bnei avir. Implement it. Save your life and become bnei aliyah.